Well, you might remember that the state house passed a plan, and that was a lot more heavily reliant on budget cuts, you know, using existing revenue to come up with the money for roads. And the Senate plan, about half of it, half of roughly $1.3, $1.4 billion that it would raise, also comes from budget cuts, unnamed budget cuts, and then half of it would come from fuel tax increases, that the state gasoline tax, which is currently 19 cents, would be increased by 15 cents to 34 cents. And then also is that the idea is to sort of make it more palatable to Republicans is a provisional rollback in the state income tax rate. But that would only, you know, come about if, in fact, the economic recovery generated enough new revenue to cover it. So, you know, it's still not there, you know, that the Senate passed it just barely. It required a bipartisan vote of Republicans and Democrats and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly to step in and do a couple of critical tie-breaking votes. And so now the state house, which has taken a much more conservative approach when it has come to new revenue, is parsing through it, and we'll see how it goes. But we do know that the votes are not there yet, not at this particular moment.
Did the House plan have any gas tax increase?
Not a general gas tax increase. There was an increase in the diesel tax, which you know, would add a little bit of new revenue. But you know, the House plan really relied a lot on budget cuts. And, you know, one of the significant differences here is also where the Senate decided to, you know, cut and to not cut. But you know, even so, this is going to require Democratic support to pass, that there are some Republicans who will just never, ever, 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 ever vote for a fuel tax increase. And so, you know, that means that any time you do something to mollify those, you know, anti-tax Republicans, you're losing Democratic votes. Any time you do something to try and alleviate the impact of budget cuts for Democrats, you're losing Republican votes. And so, you know, right now, Governor Snyder, the legislative leadership, that they've got to find that sweet spot that gets them to 19 votes in the Senate, 56 votes in the House, to send something to the governor.
Now, you mentioned that Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly had to cast a tie-breaking vote. And the plan, you just explained it there, it split off those Republicans who wouldn't vote for any kind of tax increase, and also a number of Democrats who were worried about where this money would be shifted from. Do we know where the shift, where the shifted funds would come from to pay for road repairs?
We don't know a lot of details about that, and that's what has a lot of Democrats worried, that we can be pretty confident that the very controversial proposal to eliminate the earned income tax credit is probably now dead, just because that's such a non-starter for Democrats. And that was part of the House Republican plan.
Now we have two plans. We got the House plan, the Senate plan. Where do we go from here?
Now the it's just like a tennis game, and the ball is back in the House court. They're going to spend the next week or so, both Republicans and Democrats in the House, you know, looking through it, seeing what they can support, what they can't support, what they can tinker with to make it something that maybe they can support. And the House will come back in a couple of weeks, and they will, in all likelihood, vote on the Senate version of the plan, or begin hearings to see if they can, bring it to something that can clear the chamber with the right bipartisan coalition.
Rick Pluta is the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Nice to talk to you, Rick.
Nice to talk to you, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition here on Interlochen Public Radio.